Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven optimally through the application of its timeless principles. We have been speaking about walking in the supernatural with a focus lately on the factors that hinder us from walking in the supernatural. And so in today's episode, we're going to speak about the fourth and the fifth reason why we are hindered from walking in the supernatural. The fourth and the fifth factor that hinder us from walking in the supernatural. The fourth factor is the shift of our attention from God to the affairs of this world. The shift of our attention from God to the affairs of this world. That is preoccupation with other with the affairs of this world. God designated us as ambassadors of his kingdom in our generation with specific assignments. And the assignments are backed by supernatural wisdom, power, favor, resources. You see, the scriptures say this in concerning the assignment. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." So these works are only accomplished through the wisdom, power, favor, resources that have come from the Lord. They're supernaturally triggered, supernaturally invoked, supernaturally released. You see, so that's the way we execute our assignments, with the backing of God. Unfortunately, many kingdom citizens have been distracted by the preoccupation with the affairs of this world. Many kingdom citizens have been distracted by the preoccupation with the affairs of this world. That is, for example, making a living. So it's just the chase, the preoccupation with getting money to be able to survive, or other preoccupations like pursuing one's own projects. You want to build this house and then buy that farm, and also start this other initiative and that other initiative. It's just you are thinking about your own things, not thinking about anything to do with God. And then there's pursuit for happiness. The pursuit for happiness, that's the thrill and the pleasure. the thrill and the pleasure of the that people have, you know, that is endless. And then there's the buzz of activity. That's the business with social events, business with meetings, all kind of things. Where with the business of life, by business I mean B-U-S-Y. N-E-S. We are so busy. You're not talking about business in terms of trading, but busy in terms of being too busy. So you're busy with so many things from the beginning of the week to the end, even the weekend where you're supposed to be resting, even having the Sabbath. You find people are still have a buzz of activity, even working on Sunday, even chasing social events and all those kind of things. So it's a shift of our attention from God to the affairs of this world. And then there's also, it's important to know this, that God has relegated God has been relegated to the back seat of the lives of many kingdom citizens. His agenda is no longer a priority. So there's disconnection from the sources of power. There's a disconnection from the sources of power. From the source of power, God. And God's source of power comes through the Holy Spirit, as we experience through that in prayer and impartation, and the Word of God. So there's a disconnection from the source of power, God, because you're preoccupied with other things. And it's important to note this, that if you are not interested in God's agenda, you should not expect him to release supernatural wisdom, power, favor, resources, because they are reserved for his agenda. The purpose of that God has for your life, it's part of his agenda. It contributes towards the grand master plan that he has. So if you're not interested in that, or if you're not interested generally in God's agenda, in God's agenda in terms of maybe evangelism, discipleship, serving, and bring infusing his principles and values in the in your family, in your spheres of influence, in the marketplace, or wherever you are. If you're not interested in God's agenda of restoring mankind back to himself and advancing the kingdom on earth in your generation, then you should not expect to experience the flow of his wisdom, of his power, of his favor, of his resources. You will not see the supernatural. So you see, that's the reason, one of the main reasons why we're experiencing the sense of that. It's one of the factors that is causing people not to to walk in the supernatural. It's because of that preoccupation, that shift from God's, from the attention, preoccupation with the affairs of this world, the shift of our attention from God to the affairs of this world. We have forgotten that we are here temporarily. The fifth reason, the fifth factor, why kingdom citizens have not been able to walk in the supernatural is self-centeredness. Self-centeredness, that is preoccupation with self. Preoccupation with self. The scripture says this in James chapter 4, verse 3. It says, when you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You see, the verse starts by the earlier statements are that you do not have because you do not ask. But then it qualifies it by this statement by saying, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. That you have wrong motives. We are not thinking about it's about asking. I mean, it's thinking about ourselves. Yeah. So it's a preoccupation with self. And to understand what really self-centeredness is, let's look at what the Merriam-Webster dictionary says about self-centeredness. It says it's a person who's self-centered. It says it's a person who's concerned with, to be self-centered is to be concerned solely with one's own desires, needs, or interests. Solely. Yeah, you're concerned solely with your own desires, needs, and interests. That's what, if you have like that, then you are self-centered. The Collins Dictionary says, concerning a self-centered person, that it's a person who is only concerned with their own wants and needs and never thinks about other people. So you see, preoccupation with self. You see, the supernatural is coming from God. If it's from the kingdom context. So it's not supposed to be just for your own self. So the self-centeredness is what is locking the flow of the supernatural through us. We are thinking of our own agenda. We're not thinking of God's agenda, not thinking of other people who are in God's plan in terms of beneficiaries. So human beings, including believers, are incredibly self-centered. In our relationships, including the relationships that is the relationships with mankind and God, we advance and pursue our own interest. We seem to advance and pursue our interest primarily. This is the root of all our conflicts with God and with man. When God wants to go a certain direction, we want to go a different direction. When God wants to accomplish something, we have our own agenda. And also you find that when you are engaged in a relationship with people, we are thinking about only what they can give us. We are thinking about our own interests. We're not thinking about what we should be adding to them, what we should be doing for them. We're not thinking about conceding for them. And this reminds me one time about a friend of mine who I spoke about several years ago, was really desired to get married. And up to now has not been able to get married because as this is his desire. If you don't desire to get married, that's your choice. It's your personal choice. But if it's, there's nothing wrong with it. But this person was desired to get married. So the thing is this, she told me, I asked her, so what would you want in a partner? She listed for me like 15 qualities and she had a list in her purse. And so she listed for me all the qualities. And that she was walking around with and seeing to help identify the partner. And then when I ask her, what about you? What qualities are you going to bring to the table for your partner? Then she said that she has never thought about that. So you can see somebody is thinking about another, the demands that she will place on another person for her interests. But she's not thinking about the interests of the other person, what she's going to add, the value she's going to add, the contribution she's going to make. Self-centeredness, even in relationships. And that's one of the primary reasons why relationships don't work, why marriages don't work, is because of self-centeredness. Eh? For the marriages to work, for the relationships to work, there has to be death to self. Yeah. So the self is the greatest barrier to our partnership with God in the fulfillment of his purposes in our lives and through us. He wants his will to be done in and through us. God has reserved his wisdom, power, favor, and resources to be used for his purposes. But our motives for seeking these supernatural resources are usually self-centered. Yeah? God wants to do things, mighty things through us. He wants to give us supernatural power in abundance, supernatural favor, supernatural wisdom, supernatural supply of resources. But we seem to want these things, access to these things, for our own interest. For remember what we said about the definition of self-centeredness, especially the Collins Dictionary says, only concerned with their people, who are only concerned with their own wants, needs, and never thinks about other people. See? Solely with our own desires, needs, and interests, as the Merriam-Webster dictionary says. So that's a problem. That's a problem for the flow of the supernatural. And it's good to note this, that the narrative of the world system revolves around the self. The narrative of the world system, the system of social evil, the system of humanity that exists to the exclusion of God. Yeah. That's what we mean by the world system, the unregenerated part of humanity. They have not accepted Christ as their personal savior. They have not been born again. That system revolves around the self. The dominance of this culture has influenced many kingdom citizens. You see, because this is the culture that is mainly are dominating the world. So it has also affected kingdom citizens. They also have that self-centered perspective. And the illustrations of the problem of self is this. There is a preoccupation that we can see in the world today. The desire for riches, wealth, and fortune. Yeah, riches, wealth, or fortune. People are preoccupied with that. And you see, there are so many things written about making $1 million, becoming a billionaire, everything, and also the videos about manifesting this. You know, it's about being in yachts and being in private jets and living in plush, in posh, driving posh cars and luxurious houses. You know, it's just basically the lust of the eyes, you know. You see, so there's a desire for riches, a desire for wealth and fortune, not thinking about it from God's agenda and the purpose that God has set for money. There's the desire for prominence and status, that is recognition, seeking the applause, seeking applause from men, praise and fame, yeah, attribution of accomplishments to us, to the self, you know. Then there's the desire for the desire to direct, control and rule over people, yeah, not for to serve people, but to direct, control and rule over people. There is also the desire for personal comfort and an easy life. There's these days people speak about, if you go to Instagram and so generally social media, see people speaking about soft life, easy life. You see, then there is the unguarded ambition, where we are thinking about getting everything at all costs, regardless of who we hurt and who loses. Then there is jealousy and envy driving this whole process. The desire to be better than our peers, our family members and friends, to outshine. Yeah, there is a desire to serve, to be served by people instead of serving people. The self sets it. The self tends to set its own agenda, and then choose God's power, wisdom, favor, resources, as the factors that will help in achieving it. The self sets its own agenda and then chooses God, for kingdom citizen. That the self can use other means. But one of the things why we don't see the supernatural is that we decide the things that are blessed here, that we want those things. We want wealth, we want fame, we want prominence, we want personal comfort, an easy life. We want to be better than other people. We want to be served by other people. So we set our own agenda. The self sets it on its own agenda. And then it chooses God as the factor, as the driver that will help in achieving this agenda. You see how interest is such a perverse, self-centeredness is such a perverse way of existence, a perverse inclination. See? So this is one of the roadblocks of walking in the supernatural. And it's important to reflect on this. Why do you really want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? You may be praying desperately for that, but because of the supernatural, but why do you want? Is because of your, you see, is it because of your self-centeredness? Why do you want spiritual power and spiritual gifts? What is the driving factor? What is the motive? Is it for easy life? Is it just about you? Then the other question is the second question you need to reflect on is, why do you really want a high anointing, a very high anointing? And the anointing is God's ability that helps us to function in God's dimension while executing his assignment. So why do you really want a high anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life? Is it just so that people can praise you? Can that you can have fame and recognition? People can attribute their accomplishments to you. Yeah. The third reflection question is this: what is your true motive for seeking supernatural wisdom, supernatural power, supernatural favor, and supernatural supply of resources from God? What is your true motive for seeking supernatural wisdom, power, favor, and resources from God? Yeah? You see, the thing is that our prayers reflect, our prayers and petitions reveal our true motives. So your prayer list could be a pointer to self-centeredness. You can see that the things, you can be praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can be praying for spiritual gifts to manifest, and for your desiring other greater gifts. You can be desiring to have a higher expression of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life, to have supernatural wisdom, power, favor, and resources increase in your life, to see God doing mighty things through you, to get revelation and discernment. But your motives are about you. You want to elevate yourself. You want people to exalt you. You want people to clap for you. You want people to say that you're a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. You want people to praise you, that you're wealthy, that you're prosperous, that you're among the prominent business people, that you're the one who's high. That's self-centeredness. And that is the reason why God will not answer your prayer. Because he has already said in James chapter 4 verse 3 that you ask and do not receive because you ask for with the wrong motives, that you may spend this on your own pleasure. You may spend it on your own pleasure. You see. So in conclusion, I'm saying this with a recap, that there are two factors we have spoken about today, the fourth and the fifth factor that hinder us from walking in the supernatural. And that is that the first one is a preoccupation with the affairs of this world, the shift of our attention from God to the affairs of this world. Yeah? That's preoccupation with the affairs of this world. And the second one I've said is self-centeredness. These are factors that hinder us from walking in the supernatural. So I urge you to reflect on the same with the help of the Holy Spirit. Prayerfully reflect on this and the question that I've presented to you, I've posed to you for reflection. See whether these are the roadblocks for God moving in your life, for God doing great things in your life. You see. And for example, one of the things you can ask yourself, if everything seems to be working in your life, do you spend time with God? Do you pray? Do you pray for God's agenda? Do you pray for the Great Commission, about the Great Commission, the preaching of the gospel across all nations? Do you pray for people to experience discipleship? Do you pray, Father? Do you pray for matters of service in church? Do you pray for the infusing of the changing of the culture of the world with the culture of the kingdom of heaven through the infusing of the principles and values of the kingdom in all spheres of influence? Do you pray for God's agenda? Do you pray for other people? Or it's only yourself? You only pray when you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your interests. That's something to reflect upon. If you have been blessed by this episode, I'd like you to subscribe to the same so that you don't miss this podcast, so that you don't miss future episodes. And also, you can share the same with a friend, a colleague, a relative. You can share it on your social media platform or some members of your church who you think will be inspired, or even to another, a minister of the word who you desire to be inspired in this sense, to learn and to be inspired. They may already know, but sometimes we need a refreshing of our memory, God taking us back to his word, so that we may move from the buzz of activity. So you can share also with ministers. You can also give us feedback through the social media platforms provided in the show notes, the email address provided, and or even from the podcast platform that you're using. Otherwise, I pray for you that you will contend for the supernatural against the factors that are hindering you from operating in that dimension. That I pray that you contend for the supernatural, you contend for that dimension of walking in the supernatural. And to do so, you will have to contend against the factors that you have hinder us from walking in the supernatural. And so far, we have spoken about 5 of them. So we're going to speak about more factors next time that hinder kingdom citizens from walking in the supernatural. Because our desire is that we operate in that dimension because of the reasons, the 10 reasons we gave, and even there are more in the Bible, of why we need to learn to walk in the supernatural. May God bless you, and may there be grace abound for you to experience the supernatural. Look, I just speak life, I speak breakthroughs, I speak open doors, I speak a cancellation of the plans of the enemy over your life, I speak a breaking of barriers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.